Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Hello and welcome to Adventure in Creation. And take a trip to Egypt and Nazareth after Mary and Joseph took Jesus away from Bethlehem for protection. Matthew 2:13. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." Baby Jesus is in so much danger, but God is protecting him and his parents as trouble from a jealous king is getting closer to them. The wise men did not go back to Herod after they saw the Messiah. They went back to Egypt, where they had come from, but went home a different way. Joseph obeyed the angel in his dream and took Mary and baby Jesus to Egypt immediately. Herod sent soldiers to the Bethlehem area and had them kill all the baby boys, 2 years old and younger, using the timeline from the Magi. Jeremiah, the prophet, wrote more than 500 years before a prophecy about this horrible event. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel is weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. What grief and sadness for these families. Herod was very evil. Joseph took Jesus and Mary to Egypt because of his dream from the angel. Herod died, and an angel of the Lord told Joseph in a dream to take Mary and Jesus to Israel, as the one who had tried to take Jesus' life was dead. Joseph did exactly as the angel told him and went to Israel. But he heard that Herod's son had taken his father's place in Jerusalem. So another dream warned him to live in the town of Nazareth, fulfilling another one of the prophecies concerning Jesus' life, that he lived in Nazareth. Joseph was the perfect father to Jesus on earth, and his mother Mary the perfect mother. They were obedient to the angels, dreams, prophecies fulfilled during Jesus' birth and early years. God's word, the Bible, is truth. Jesus' life before his birth, during his life on earth, and after his death and resurrection were and are real. No other prophet who ever lived had prophecies proclaiming his life. Jesus is real and is love, and he loves us. And he came from heaven to earth as a baby born in a barn, a stable, and laid in a feeding trough, a manger. Shepherds came to see him as the angels told them. There were animals in the stable where he lay. He is Creator God, lying in a manger and given the perfect earthly parents to protect him. Thank you, Jesus, for your dreams and prophecies guiding and directing a godly young couple who you chose to be his parents on earth. Thank you that they listened, obeyed, and followed your directions to keep him safe in an unsafe world. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.